and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jennifer. And if it's Sunday, it must be SU and Higher Ed.
That's right.
I want that to be our new intro.
Our new thing.
Yes.
I hope you're feeling mathy today.
I always feel mathy,
okay,
Jennifer.
Good.
Look at me. Look at this face.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're feeling mathy today because
yes.
The topic for this episode comes from, as topics sometimes do, from something you said in a previous episode.
No. What did I say?
We were discussing, it was okay. Nothing incriminating here. We were discussing something different. And you said, mathematics and arithmetic, those aren't the same. And I said, what?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
They are. And I said, all right, we're going to set that aside for later. So we're coming back to that today.
By the way, are we ever to come back to, I once talked about infinity and you got all excited. Are
we
ever
you know,
come
we
back?
Did that.
Did we talk about
we
infinity?
We did talk about infinity.
We
it just felt like it was infinity ago.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't
yeah.
remember that.
I'll send you that episode again. It's very fun. I highly
good?
Recommend that one. You can find them all. They're on iTunes, KUT.org. They're great. And the Infinity one is quite fun.
Really?
Because it's kind of mind-blowing. I mean, when you start thinking
okay,
about
I've
it.
Okay, I've got to listen to it.
You're like, whoa, this is
mind-blowing, but not apparently memorable since I forgot. Okay, so mathematics
so
versus arithmetic.
So why aren't they the same thing? They're numbers. What are you talking about?
Well, they both are numbers, but a lot of things in life involve numbers that aren't math as well.
Right.
It's interesting that when you look back to educational templates, and maybe some of our listeners who had their formal education, you know, primary and secondary education several years ago, many years ago, let's say 50 or 60 years ago, they would have actually studied arithmetic, and then it becomes math, which is actually the correct way to actually name those things.
All right, so starting with arithmetic, so then what are you studying if you're studying arithmetic?
You're studying how to add and subtract, multiply and divide.
Okay, so those are sort of the basic operations?
Mm-hmm. That's right, the basic operations of numbers, and that's arithmetic.
Then what's math?
Well, when it becomes
abstract.
I thought
abstract, that was
math. No, when it becomes abstract.
Oh.
So when I tell you that I'm thinking of a number, and when I take that number, multiply it by 3, and subtract 10, it equals 5. That's not arithmetic. Now, that's an abstraction. That's algebra. And what you're doing now is trying to now resolve that algebraic riddle using principles of arithmetic.
I always thought that they were just kind of different words for the same thing.
No, they are not. And it's interesting that my own journey, when I was a very young person, you know, when we learn arithmetic, it's a lot of memorization, like times tables, you know,
mm-hmm.
7 times 8 and all these things. And my memory, I mean, I'm not very good. You know me. I can't memorize anything. And so it was very challenging for me to get through, I use that phrase, because it was very painful to deal with learning all that basic arithmetic stuff. The moment it became abstract and the moment it became even basic algebra, and then, of course, geometry and trigonometry and all these rich ideas, which then really made a lot of sense the way it could be taught, then I just found it fascinating and I couldn't get enough of it. And the way that arithmetic was taught to me was it wasn't there to be made meaning of. It was just there for you to memorize this. And the truth is, multiplication really can be understood. There's meaning behind multiplication. If people understood multiplication really well, really deeply, then in fact, doing like factoring and stuff with algebra, when you'd factor to solve things, would be very easy. The reason why people struggle with that is because they never bother to make meaning of arithmetic. They've memorized arithmetic.
Yeah, it seems like obviously, arithmetic has to come first because you need to know those operations to be able to do the part of math. It's too bad that you almost can't do those either concurrently or somehow talk about the fun concepts first, because math, I've never heard math and arithmetic described that way, first of all. Second of all, if I had, you know, I may not have had, we've talked about anxiety before, I may not have had so much anxiety about math. I might have approached it differently because thinking and reasoning and conceptualizing is fun. I mean, those are puzzles, and I mean that in the broad sense of the word.
That's right.
Those are puzzles to wrestle with and tangle over, and they're mind games. Those are fun.
Well, and it's interesting because when you talk to people and they say, oh, I was really, really, I did well in math for a while, and then in middle school, all of a sudden, I didn't do well in math. Well, that's because it changed subjects, and no one ever told that person that.
Right. There's no sort of acknowledgement of that transition that we're moving
from. A cognitive
break.
That's
right.
Yeah.
And they're
right.
really, not necessarily apples and oranges, maybe oranges and tangerines. I mean, they're related, but different.
And you can also, we could teach arithmetic in a way where it is more thoughtful and more thought-provoking, but that's not how we do it because our curricula is so fat and robust, we have to get through the material rather than recovering material rather than uncovering material.
Well, and I wonder if for myself and for other students who find themselves challenged by arithmetic, if we had been told sort of what was coming or what the payoff was. In other words, you know, yes, you're learning your times tables, but guess what? I know these are things that you need to commit to memory, but here's why. Because you're going to find you're going to get presented with these cool sort of puzzles and riddles and things to solve. If somebody had said, hey, learn these tools because we're going to have fun with them, that might have been one thing. I don't recall anybody ever saying we're going to have fun with this stuff. They were just saying you have to learn it.
And it's a real problem because the individuals who are engaged in educating young people, and these are wonderful individuals who have given their lives to education, but sometimes they might not be as comfortable with mathematical ideas and with arithmetical ideas than would serve them better. You have a little kid come up to a teacher and say, well, I figured out a different way to do it. Can I do it this way, whatever the thing is? And the wonderful response would be to say, well, let's sit down and think about this together and let's see if it works in all cases or in some cases. But that's really now a very sophisticated question in abstract mathematics, even if it's an arithmetical thing in nature. Unfortunately, what happens just because of the calendar and the pressure put upon teachers and the lack of ability to get professional development, the instructor will say, just do it the way it is in the workbook or just do it the way that I shared with you. And so then it really does become mindless. It's now complete mindless mimicry rather than trying to make meaning. And once you shift from making meaning and having fun thinking about it to mindless mimicry, just tell me what I need to do. I'll just do it mechanically and I'll do it as much as you want until I can stop doing it.
Well, and of course, the teachers are also often also, depending on what state they're in, they're sort of under pressure to get these students ready for a certain test.
Absolutely.
So they may want with all their hearts to be able to spend the time and get students jazzed about concepts, but they've got a reality that they also have to deal with of testing and whatever other measures the students are going to have to.
Another problem with kind of these generic tests that are measuring just kind of content and not measuring the ability for that student to make meaning and build connections and think.
So I never think that your puzzlers are just generic.
They are not.
Measures of some kind
they
of random knowledge. So I'm ready
this
for
is completely,
a new
this
one.
Is completely unplanned, and our listeners will not believe this unless they really believe that we're telling
okay.
the truth. But I've got one here that actually involves multiplication addition. So this is an arithmetical puzzle.
This is perfect.
This
All
is really right. perfect, I have to admit.
I'm ready.
All right, so here is your arithmetical okay. puzzle. What three positive numbers?
Okay.
So those are numbers that are bigger than zero.
Uh-huh.
What three positive numbers give the same result when multiplied together and then when added together?
So if you take these three positive numbers, if you multiply them together,
correct,
you would get the same result as if you added them
correct.
Together.
And the question is, what three numbers would they be?
Okay.
And she's writing. She's got three. So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, she has three little slots.
We need to bring video to this endeavor so everybody can see me trying to. I've got my, this is a good one. It's very arithmetic-y.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's
now,
great.
By the way, this was one that came from a listener.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, great.
My first thought was zero and any other two numbers. But that's why the
It's got to be greater than
right,
zero.
Right. So that's a because think about it. If you take zero, zero, and zero,
everything is zero.
Then
but
you add them
not,
and you multiply them and you get zero. But
well, and we can knock one out because one times one is always going to be one. But then if you add them up, that's three.
Correct.
So
yeah.
one is not
So that's
an
not good either.
So,
that's right.
All right.
Anyway, there's the puzzler.
My wheels are my
And it's
my,
arithmetical. And yet I think it requires a certain mathematical thinking to solve the arithmetical question. So arithmetic is one thing, and a mathematical mind allows you to penetrate the depths of arithmetic.
So just to wrap up here, when you said mathematical mind, do you think that anybody can be taught to think mathematically?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Even if somebody, you know, goes through the arithmetic part of their school and they struggle with it, or it's, you know, they have challenges
bring them
memorizing
to me.
Stuff.
Bring
them to you.
I can turn anyone's mind into a mathematical mind if they so want.
If they want to.
They have to want it. I can't force it upon them.
So anybody can be trained to think conceptually that way to attack.
Absolutely. I've given 30 years of my life to that basic proposition.
That's, I think, incredible and liberating, because I think so often we put ourselves in compartments pretty early on based on, you know, how we do in the arithmetic part of things.
And, you know, I co-wrote a book that actually talks about some of these mathematical principles, and it's called Coincidences, Chaos, and All That Math Jazz. And it's a fun math book for the non-math people who want to understand how to wrap their minds and think mathematically. So it's a fun little read you can get.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Ed. I had not heard about that. I'm going to go summer reading list. I'm going to add that to my summer reading list. Well, thank you, Ed, for helping us keep our brain sharp.
And say it. If it's Sunday.
I forgot.
If it's Sunday, it must be SU and higher ed.
SU and higher ed.
Thank you.
Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown. Find out more at southwestern.edu. And you can keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org and on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Staten with KUT News.